This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched a pre-dawn attack on Ukraine's capital Tuesday as its air defenses worked to stop drones and what has been a relentless wave of daylight and nighttime bombardments targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard as Ukrainian air defenses responded to the third Russia aero attack on the capital within a 24-hour period. AP's Rita Foley explains why Russia has issued an arrest warrant for South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have a sell job ahead on the debt ceiling, a deal that they've worked out.
Despite long-sought Republican policy changes on food aid and environmental reviews, some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps.
The U.S. ambassador.
That is AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Uganda has enacted one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, including the death penalty for certain crimes. Also, the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, is hosting talks in Paris this week on a global plastic waste reduction treaty with discussions on recycling and or restricting production altogether. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder explains.
Many countries say the treaty's goal should be circularity, or keeping already produced plastic items in circulation as long as possible. UNEP has released a blueprint for reducing plastic waste by 80% by 2040. It outlined three key areas of action: reuse, recycling, and reorientation of plastic packaging to alternative materials. But some environmental groups criticized the report for focusing on waste management, which they saw as a concession to the global plastics and petrochemicals industry.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The NATO-led KFOR peacekeeping force says that 25 of its troops were injured in clashes with ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo, who were trying to take over the offices of one of the municipalities where ethnic Albanian mayors took up their post last week. The violence was the latest incident as tensions soared over the past week. Serbia has put its military on high alert, and it's sending more troops to the border with Kosovo, whose declaration of independence in 2008 is not recognized by Belgrade. Kosovo and Serbia have been foes for decades, and with Belgrade refusing to recognize Kosovo's sovereignty, ethnic Serbs tried to enter the local commune building on Monday and clashed with police. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.